Rickleblog, 29 April 2007. There's Hope. This is just a selection of news story excerpts, emphasis added, with photographs of the alleged perpetrators appearing immediately adjacent to each story. But there is a theme. Story the first. CNN. A Kentucky man who had been on the lam for more than a year after he was released from jail to donate a kidney to his son was captured in Mexico on Wednesday, a deputy U.S. Marshal said. Byron Perkins and his girlfriend, Leanne Howard, were captured in Puerto Vallarta on Mexico's Pacific coast, said Deputy U.S. Marshal Dawn Isgerjan. Story 2. Secret Service agents stormed Carter's house and arrested him on a 42-count indictment, accusing him of using forgery and identity theft on a cross-country crime binge involving mortgage fraud, bank fraud, and money laundering. Atop the Secret Service most wanted list since he and another girlfriend, Rebecca M. Hauk, were indicted in Atlanta, Cox was captured last week after a tip from a suspicious retiree who occasionally babysat the 4-year-old son of Cox's new girlfriend. Story 3. Thompson was wanted by the Mississippi Department of Corrections for violating his probation and by the Rankin County, Mississippi Sheriff's Office for failure to register as a sexual offender. Thompson was originally charged with raping a 12-year-old child and ultimately convicted of touching a child for lustful purposes. Thompson was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals and officers from the Springfield Police Department. Also residing in the house with Thompson was his girlfriend and her infant child. The girlfriend informed marshals that Thompson had never told her about his criminal past or his status as a sexual predator. Story 4. They were a nice older couple, the 75-year-old gentleman and his attractive girlfriend in her 60s, who always paid the rent on time in cash on their townhouse in a small Kentucky town and who kept the place spick and span. On Friday morning, the FBI identified him after an international manhunt. Frank, the German, Schweiz, reported Chicago mob assassin. Schweiz was arrested Friday morning in Berea, Kentucky, just outside Lexington, as he was leaving the townhouse he had shared for several months with his girlfriend, authorities said. The fifth and last story. Belleville, Indiana, a Pennsylvania teenager suspected of killing his girlfriend's parents in an argument over her curfew was captured in Indiana on Monday with the girl in his car after a police chase that ended in a crash. David Ludwig, 18, and Cara Beth Borden were taken into custody around midday after he crashed his parents' car head-on into a tree in Belleville, some 600 miles from where the killings took place. Emphasis supplied, otherwise noted without comment. Now playing Back on the Chain Gang by the Pretenders. Really?